An Italian court has found that a long-serving telephone company worker developed a brain tumour due to frequent use of a mobile phone. It's believed to be the first court verdict to find a link between mobile phone use and brain tumours. The decision flies in the face of scientific research which has shown no connection between mobiles and cancer. Angus Randall reports.
Telecom Italia employee Roberto Romeo used a company mobile phone 3 hours a day for 15 years.
Even though the regulations say that 1 hour is considered significant use, so I went far beyond the limit. But there were no warnings. No one told me to keep the mobile phone away from me, to use the speakerphone, to use it the least I could to make short calls. There were no such warnings.
He saw a doctor for a blocked ear in 2010 and specialists found a benign tumour. The tumour was removed, however, he completely lost hearing in his right ear. Mr. Romeo will receive nearly $10,000 a year via a state-funded pension.
Seriously, I don't think many people are going to take this decision too seriously. It's from a small town in the north of Italy called Ivrea, which has a population of just 24,000.
Professor Simon Chapman is from the University of Sydney's School of Public Health. He argues Mr. Romeo's call for people to take precautions when using their phone has no basis in science, and the verdict will likely be challenged.
There is really no evidence that precautions are needed to be taken. I published a study with colleagues last year in cancer epidemiology where we looked at 34,000 cases of brain cancer recorded in Australia between 1982 and 2012. And if you looked at the incidence of new cases of brain cancer across that period, they were flatlining. There was no increase across that whole period.
Dr. Sarah Loughran is a research fellow at the University of Wollongong. She's not surprised the case garnered such attention.
Well, I think there's a number of reasons that this connection is popular. I think that people that obviously develop a brain tumour want to attribute it to something. They want to know what the cause was. And I think just simply because we hold a phone beside our head, it's sort of an easy link to make, regardless of the science saying it's not the case.
There are fears the Italian decision will cause the public to once again make a connection between mobile phones and cancer. Technology law expert Paul Gordon says any Australian seeking workers' compensation would need to scientifically prove the cancer was caused by their phone use at work.
I think that this is going to raise an interesting precedent, but the question is, what was the scientific basis for the decision? The Italian court ruling doesn't have an impact on Australia, but it could be used as an example in an Australian court proceeding.
That's lawyer Paul Gordon speaking there to our reporter Angus Randall.